My father's got a business there, which we do the speciality of biltong. I don't know if biltong is a dried meat, a cured dried meat, which is a delicacy in South Africa. He does about 15 tons in a month, which is massive, and he's about 65 now, so he's getting a bit old for the business. And he also feels like he wants to go travel now and enjoy his life, so he's asked us to come over and run the business. So me and him actually started about 5 years ago with one silver side. Once a silver side is a piece from the from the beef, one silver side per week, which we started off with just as a hobby, and then it grew up to about 15 tons in a month now. It's you dry it with 40% humidity and about 18 degrees Celsius is a perfect temperature and humidity to get rid of all the wetness inside of the meat without it going rotten, would I say. And you have some vinegar on there, some special spices. When we watch rugby, which is then when we eat the biltong or whatever, yeah, you can have these packets hanging in little shops. You can have them hanging in petrol stations. People come in and they buy 2, 3 kilos at a time. They take it home. It's preserved, so it can keep for a while. You don't have to eat this right away. Oh, you get different tastes. You can make it a chutney flavor, or you can make it a masala flavor. Most flavors is just like salt, pepper, and vinegar flavor. A lot of people think that it's an easy business to start because the ones that start that are successful looks very easy, and then when they start it, they see it's not that easy because there's a lot of things that you have to take in consideration as well with the meat and with the spices and how to dry it and all this kind of stuff. Because basically, if you're going to have one bad batch, you're going to lose a lot of money, and if you're starting off, you need to know exactly what you're doing. So there is a lot of competition, so you need to be on the ball, and your product really needs to be the best.